latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to Wednesday's Newcastle Bulletin. We'll start with the news that United now find themselves on their longest unbeaten run since 2011, and Rafa Benitez is confident they can keep it going, provided they stay solid. A few pundits predicted Newcastle would stumble during their nine-day championship road trip at Brighton, Huddersfield and Reading, but the Magpies emerged with 7 points from nine and remain at the top of the English football's second tier. Benitez admitted his side were feeling the effects of the last week and a half, but was delighted with the points return that keeps both Brighton and Huddersfield at bay. With 10 games left, Newcastle can extend that unbeaten run by some margin and also net the club's record for away victories in one season with one more win. When asked his feelings after the 0-0 draw at Reading, the Spaniard said, "It's important to be solid. This team is consistent and knows what to do. We have to carry on with that. We can draw games too, but we have to chances to win in every game. At Reading we had 13 attempts and they had just 6. That's the main thing. We create chances." Meanwhile, fullback DeAndre Yedlin is facing a spell on the sidelines as Newcastle attempt to secure promotion from the Sky Bet Championship. The United States international was missing from the 18 for Tuesday night's draw at Reading, with Benitez later revealing he was nursing a thigh problem picked up during the 2-1 win at Brighton last week. Benitez said Yedlin didn't realise he had the problem against Brighton. "We protected him against Huddersfield, but then he had to come on. But he was complaining, and you could see that maybe it would be 1 week or 2 weeks. He had a knock, maybe he has a small tear." Finally, winger Rolando Ahrens is to face a charge of violent disorder over a bar brawl in the city. The 21-year-old has been summoned to court following a fight at Livello in October. Police said a large altercation broke out at the club, which resulted in a number of people being arrested. The Jamaican-born winger is due in court on the 4th of April.